Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. While the Malaysian government has touted technical and vocational education as a game changer to address labour market problems, many challenges remain. Now, the International Labour Organization has identified some of these challenges. They've identified foreseeing future skills demand, harmonising the technical vocational education and technical governance or TVET governance systems, promoting equity and inclusion, as well as enhancing industry engagement. So in the face of the economic downturn and the low wages that we're seeing, especially for university graduates, is this time we rethink our education system with perhaps a greater emphasis on TVET? Joining us on the show tonight from the International Labour Organization, we have Dr. Junichi Mori. He's the Chief Technical Advisor for the ILO's Skills for Prosperity Programme in Malaysia. Junichi, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I'm just wondering, the ILO's Skills for Prosperity Programme, I'm just wondering how effective that programme has been in its objectives, in improving employability, in improving employment opportunities, as well as the earning potential of the Malaysian worker.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me today. So I guess your question is how our program is effective. So our program started in the last year, and then we've been working with our government partners and then also our partner from the UK very closely. So at this stage, we have been working with the employers' organizations and workers' organizations too. So simply, what we try to do is, first of all, try to enhance the information collections about the demand side and then the supply side of the skills. And then we try to reflect what employer want to the TVET program in Malaysia. So we still have a long way to go. So I would say it's very, we still have a long way to make a result. So we have a lot of work to do at this moment.
Right.
But we're trying to work hard, yeah.
So Junichi, let's talk about the fact that for governments, they're looking essentially at the supply side, because that's where they can intervene in the schooling system and in terms of the curriculum. Before we get to the question of demand and, the necessary investments and where jobs are actually being created, could you give us a sense of the ILO's assessment of the existing TVET system that we have in Malaysia? Sorry, Junichi, did you hear my question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Now we can.
Yeah. So about your question, actually, Malaysia has a quite good reputation. Malaysia's TVET system has very good reputation as a model in the region. I used to work for Vietnam quite a long time. And then even I brought my colleague from Vietnam to Malaysia to do a study tour in Malaysia, just go to visit the TVET institutions, and then actually we're quite impressed. So actually the Malaysian TVET system is quite good at this moment, but simply it is necessary to go to the next stage. I think many policies are available, TVET institutions are working very hard, but simply there are still many things to do, enhancing the engagement with industry and then grasp their current and future needs.
All right. I liked what you said about information collection, especially on the demand side and the supply side, because that's what you need. You need the information to know where reforms are needed. Can you tell us what you found? I mean, what is it that Malaysian industry need? What kind of skills does Malaysian industry need at the moment?
Yeah, thank you. So of course, the skills needs is changing very quickly because of the new technologies that are there. I think Industry 4.0 is famous. Internet of Things is famous. So basically, employer need people who can deal with those new skills, to promote automation, also to maintain automation equipment. But that's not the end of the stories. Actually, many employers, of course, need the people who have new skills, but also like a basic or generic or core skills. Like that's something don't change over the time. Like to like a problem solving, engineering, designing, and then like some basic statistics and then mathematics knowledge, those skills are still quite relevant. Also, I think Malaysian employers still need people who are quite disciplined and then hardworking too. So it's a mixture. So they need a new skills, but also they also need a core skills or generic skills.
Junichi, you point to one of the perhaps most bewildering questions for any person trying to solve the issue of work in the future, is that the future is essentially unpredictable, and we see so many disruptive technologies coming by, changing the way in which work is organized. How do TVET institutions deal with that? Should they be doing it on an institutional basis? Should this be a question of government oversight, trying to organize and coordinate responses to a changing future job landscape? How should it ideally work?
Okay, so I said the skills are changing, but first of all, like Industry 4.0 or new technology sometimes sounds scary, but I would propose like we shouldn't scare too much. There is something new, but there is something not changed too much too. So of course the new technologies are there, but let's look at the, like mechanical engineering, electronic control or electric engineering. Some existing skills are simply utilized or applied to the new technologies. So TVET institution, of course, they should incorporate some new technologies, but also it is very important to improve the quality of the basic skills which is already available and then applicable to even new technologies. But of course, TVET program need to be improved continuously. For this, future is unknown, but continuous conversation with employers are very important. Of course, we need a survey or a study, but just you know, daily conversations, this is very important.
Junichi, Germany has been touted to have one of the best TVET education systems in the world. It's vocational skills are highly prized in German society. I'm just wondering what they've done right there and what we can perhaps learn.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, of course, Germany is very famous for the dual training system. I think particularly what characteristics of the German system, they have a very strong chamber of commerce. They act as an intermediary between the government and the employers and the worker and student. So that's a very important point. Also, partially because of the quality of training, but TVET graduates are highly respected in Germany, and then they are getting a good social status, but also the economic status. So this is something, of course, very important, and then many countries can learn. But I just want to emphasize, we cannot simply imitate what Germany has done, so it is very important to find out the Malaysian model.
That's true, I agree. I mean, every country has its local context, but I'm just wondering, you said that in Germany, TVET graduates are highly respected. Is that something that you're seeing reflected in Malaysia, in other countries within Southeast Asia, within the region?
Well, yeah, actually, this is could be a problem in Malaysia, but also a problem in many other countries in Southeast Asia, too. For example, again, like I used to work in Vietnam quite a long, but university graduate highly respected. On the other hand, TVET graduate are not fully respected. So that's a problem in many countries. So I think, of course, the quality of the skill will be one issue. But the social recognitions, wage could be another issue.
Right. Yeah, indeed, wages, I think, are probably one of the leading reasons why Parents perhaps would like their kids to get into a university program rather than a vocational one. Junichi, help us understand. If I understand your reports correctly, ILO suggests a focus on manufacturing and construction as the key sectors for which a TVET should pivot to or focus on. Is that correct? And if that's true, why so?
Well, yeah, okay. Actually, the ILO focus on the various sector. Simply, we are implementing the project in Malaysia. Then our project focus on manufacturing and then the construction sector. So it doesn't mean that the ILO is solely focusing on these two sectors. We are focusing on these two sectors because of the growth potential, but also the high potential for the gender promotion of the gender equality and social inclusion. In the manufacturing sector, there's a food processing industry. So many female workers are working. Then we basically think that there's a potential for more participation of the female workers and then further career progression of the female workers in those sectors. Yeah.
Junichi, if there was a policy recommendation that you could make that was, as it were, low-hanging fruit for any government to implement soon, what would that be?
Okay. Well, actually, it's a quite challenging question because our project itself is still in the early stage. But the low-hanging fruit, what I think is the Malaysian government has actually issued a lot of the policy, which is a good one. So what we need to look at is more about the implementations or how to materialize those policy or how to make those policy work. And if it's not working, why it's not working? And then it's good to identify together with the industry and then also workers representative that what we can do. And then I think Malaysia also provided a vision of the industrial development and skills development. Well, I think the policy is quite good, but it's really good to go one step further together with, again, like employers in a more concrete way and then make sure that the vision is shared with everybody.
All right. Junichi, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight and sharing your insights, and good luck with the program. Sounds like you're doing good work. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Have a good night.
We'll be back with more on this topic in just a few minutes, so make sure you stay tuned to consider this.